UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned that Pakistan is facing a monsoon on steroids after floods submerged a third of the country. The UN Secretary General has urged the world to come to Pakistan's aid as he launched an appeal to help tens of millions of people affected by the disaster. At least 1,136 people have so far been killed. Homes, crops, bridges have been washed away in the floods. Aid agencies, including Concern Worldwide, have also launched emergency appeals. Concern's Pakistan acting country director is Shirzada Khan. We spoke to him earlier. I asked him what the scale of this disaster is for the country and people of Pakistan.
Pakistan is suffering from a major catastrophe. 33 million people affected, you know, include 6 million children, over 12 million female, 4 million people with disabilities, you know, the other people who are already suffering from a lot, drought-affected communities, malnourished, suffering from the record high inflation in the history of the country. So over 1,100 people died, thousands, you know, injured, millions are left homeless. One third of the country is submerged underwater, which is like more than four times the land of Ireland, you know. So the situation is dire. People are without food, without shelter, children's roaming around thinking what they're gonna eat, where they're gonna sleep. It's the scorching heat, mercury rises, you know, above 50 in most parts of the affected localities and districts. Monsoon rain is a cyclical phenomenon, but this time it's like five times greater than what the country has received during the last 30 years. We had a super flood back in 2010, which affected 19 million people. This time it's over 33 million people affected, and the number is rising. The number is rising as more and more areas are being assessed.
And I presume, Shirzada, I mean, this is overwhelming Pakistan's own ability to deal with the consequences of this. It will need international help on a massive scale.
Exactly. I mean, the country is already facing unprecedented economic meltdown, you know. They are in the process of negotiating a deal with International Monetary Fund, you know. It's just a bailout. So the economic crisis are there. The country was about to recover from the shocks of COVID. It was extreme heat waves the months before, which affected the crops. And then whatever was left behind was flooded with this flooding. So the government has raised an appeal of $160 million. You know, they launched it today, but it is yet to be financed, you know.
What are the immediate needs of people?
Brian, as we speak, you know, the people are living under the sky, you know, without shelter, in makeshift tarpaulin and, you know, tents, houses. But you can imagine the scorching temperature, no clean drinking water, no water for laundry, for cleaning. There's open defecation. I mean, the people are hungry, no food, no access to food, you know, no cash. The schools are closed, you know, their houses are filled with mud. So the situation is dire. Yeah.
So what then is the message to the international community? The Irish government has already pledged, I think it's an initial €500,000, but what are you saying to countries in Europe and around the world, developed countries?
We are thankful to whatever support we are getting, but given the nature of the crisis and the scale, you know, I mean, we urge the European community to do more, to donate more. I mean, as the crisis are unfolding, we are on the ground responding to the situation. There's a moral responsibility for the, you know, richer countries to do more. Pakistan's contributions to the global carbon emission is less than, you know, 1%. But Pakistan is among the top 10 countries which is more at risk to the climate-induced disaster. It means that Pakistan is 15 times more vulnerable to climate-induced disaster than Ireland. So we believe that the richer countries like Ireland, European countries, have the responsibility, the moral responsibility to support the people of Pakistan in need. And we have a history of great support received from the Irish government or Irish people, whether it was like the 2005 Kashmir earthquake, the floods back in 2010. So we are counting on the generous support extended previously, looking forward to have more, you know, in these difficult hours as well.
And that was Shirzada Khan of Concern in Pakistan.
Sport on RTE.